This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Have you ever wondered just how the crispy crunch of a potato chip relates to your idea of how fresh it tastes? Or looked at your pets and asked yourself, self, I wonder if fleas that live on a dog can jump any higher than fleas that live on a cat? Well, wonder no more, because on this holiday edition of Science Friday, we'll be taking you to Harvard's Sanders Theater, where earlier this year the Ig Nobel Awards were handed out. The Ig salute the strange and unusual in the world of science, research that first makes you laugh and then makes you think. This hour, a tribute to redundancy, real Nobel laureates mingling with their Ig Nobel counterparts, redundancy. 10 awards for research that truly runs the scientific gamut, and a tribute to redundancy. We won't be taking your calls this hour, so please let your phone dialing fingers have the day off. If you want more information about what we're talking about this hour, go to our website at www.sciencefriday.com. So now, without further ado, a trip back in time, a few months to Cambridge, Massachusetts, where the Ig Nobel Award ceremony is ready to begin. Ig Nobel Master of Ceremonies, Mark Abrams.
Thank you. We are gathered here tonight to honor some remarkable individuals and groups. Each winner has done something that first makes people laugh and then makes them think. The Ig Nobel Prize ceremony is produced by the science humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research. And it's proudly co-sponsored by the Harvard Radcliffe Science Fiction Association, by the Harvard Radcliffe Society of Physics Students, and by the Harvard Computer Society. Tonight, 10 prizes will be given. The achievements speak for themselves, all too eloquently. The editors of the Annals of Improbable Research have chosen a theme for this year's ceremony, and this year's theme is redundancy. Redundancy, I say. Yes, redundancy. And now, Professor Helen Haste will give the traditional Ig Nobel welcome speech.
Welcome.
These awards are given out by the science humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research. You can find out more about the awards and the magazine at improbable.com.
I'm Karen Hopkin, the creator of the Stud Muffins of Science calendar. I'm also the creator of Christopher Hopkin. Can you say hi? Tonight's proceedings will be simultaneously translated into English.
Tonight's proceedings will be simultaneously translated into English.
And simultaneously translated into Canadian.
And simultaneously translated into Canadian A.
And simultaneously translated into Bostonian.
Just like in Fields Connor.
And simultaneously translated into British.
We'll translate the little bugger into British.
And simultaneously translated into double talk.
Behemoth knuckle trash giant.
Translated into double talk.
Now, with that out of the way, I want to talk a bit about chickens. As you know, the theme of last year's ceremony was chicken. This year, we have a different theme. If we had the same theme as last year, well, that would be redundancy. However, Sanders Theater regulations still prohibit the flying or throwing of chickens, so please refrain from that. And finally, paper airplanes. Security regulations also prohibit the flying of airplanes inside Sanders Theater. But we are aware that many of you, mostly older, responsible people who set good examples for us students, you are determined to throw paper airplanes. So we ask that you channel your proclivities into the cause of recycling. There will be two special moments tonight. Those will be the times to throw your paper airplanes. Wait for those two special moments. We will tell you when they arrive. You won't need to guess. In the meantime, and especially during the next 2 minutes, please hold on to your paper airplanes and do not throw them. Thank you. It's me again. I'd like to introduce, and I'm pleased to introduce, Professor Thomas Michel, Dean of Education at Harvard Medical School, who will introduce Dan Meyer, a past winner of the Ig Nobel Medicine Prize. Please welcome Professor Thomas Michel.
Thank you, Joshua. Hi, I'm Thomas Michel, the Dean for Education at Harvard Medical School, and I am pleased to introduce Dan Meyer, a past winner of the Ig Nobel Prize for Medicine. Please welcome Dan Meyer.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dan Meyer. Last year, Dr. Brian Whitcomb and I were honored to receive the Ig Nobel Prize in Medicine for our study that was published in the British Medical Journal entitled Sword Swallowing and Its Side Effects. In the sake of redundancy, for those of you who may have missed it last year, let me give you a summary.
Thank you.
Welcome to the IGs.
We're honored to have with us tonight several Ig Nobel winners from previous years, and I'll introduce them to you now. The 2006 Ig Nobel Medicine Prize was awarded to the author of the medical report Termination of Intractable Hiccups with Digital Rectal Massage. Please welcome back Dr. Francis Fesmeyer.
Thank you, thank you. It is an honor to be back here at my old alma mater, class of 1981. All complex systems, whether designed by man or nature, have redundancy. All great inventions have built-in redundancy. So as in to ensure proper function. Like all great inventions, my cure for hiccups has an inherent redundancy. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. I've been asked to make a quick medical announcement. Please pay attention. Should you have during the ceremony an attack of intractable hiccups, please notify one of the ushers and you will be brought on stage immediately. The 2007 Ig Nobel Medicine Prize was awarded to the co-authors of the medical report Sword Swallowing and Its Side Effects. Please welcome back half of that team, the president of the Sword Swallowers Association International, Dan Meyer.
Thank you. It was a huge honor for Dr. Whitcomb and I to receive the Ig Nobel Prize in Medicine last year. And it's a huge honor to be back again this year in the spirit of redundancy yet again. For those of you who blinked last time, here it is one more time. Thank you.
Make your own puns. The 1996 Ig Nobel Art Prize was awarded to the creator of the plastic pink flamingo. Please welcome back Don Featherstone and his wife, Nancy Featherstone.
Well, I don't know, but I think we're already redundant. We've been wearing the same clothes for over 30 years, every day. It's a hard thing to beat. And again, the flamingo still lives. This is the new package, and again, two in a package. It's kind of redundant, but anyway. They're being made out in New York State now, so not only is redundancy here, like the gentleman ahead of me, poor taste is still here, which is kind of nice to have.
And finally, a warm welcome to the 2003 Ig Nobel Biology Prize winner. He's responsible for the world's first scientific report of homosexual necrophilia in the mallard duck. Here he is from Rotterdam, the Netherlands, Kees Moeliker.
Hello again. Maybe you remember me. I won the 2003 Ig Nobel Prize for my observation of the first case of homosexual necrophilia in the mallard. If not, you certainly remember my stuffed duck. Back in 2003, I donated this duck to the Harvard Museum of Comparative Zoology. Every year, for the eggs, the museum kindly loaned me the duck so I could wave with it. This year, the duck was supposed to have his fifth public appearance, but the museum changed its policy and rejected my request. The egg duck will probably forever stay in its protective surroundings 2 blocks away from here. Hopefully, someday, they will put it on display. So I'm sorry, there's no Ig duck tonight, but instead, I have a nice stand-in. Thank you.
10 prizes are awarded each year. Winners travel to the Ig ceremony at their own expense. The creators of the awards say they're intended to spur public curiosity and interest in science. Or maybe they're just fun. We'll be right back after this short break. More Ig Nobel action coming up. Stay with us. This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. And now on with the 18th annual award.
And now, let's get it over with. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for the awarding of the 2008 Ig Nobel Prizes. We are giving out 10 prizes. The winners come from many nations. This year's winners have truly earned their prizes. Karen, please tell them what they've won.
Each winner will take home an Ig Nobel Prize.
What else?
A piece of paper saying they've won an Ig Nobel Prize, and it's actually signed by several Nobel laureates.
Huh. Anything else?
They only get one.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the coveted Ig Nobel Prize. These are handmade from extremely cheap materials by Mr. Eric Workman. Eric, could you come out and take a bow? And now, our winners. First, the Nutrition Prize. The Ig Nobel Nutrition Prize is awarded to Massimiliano Zampini of the University of Trento, Italy, and Charles Spence of Oxford University in the UK for electronically modifying the sound of a potato chip to make the person chewing the chip believe it to be crisper and fresher than it really is. The winner could not or would not be with us tonight. The Archaeology Prize. The Archaeology Prize is awarded to Astolfo G. Melo Arojo and Jose Carlos Marcelino of Universidad de Sao Paulo, Brazil, for measuring how the course of history, or at least the contents of an archaeological dig site, can be scrambled by the actions of a live armadillo. The winners could not or would not be with us tonight. The Peace Prize. The Ig Nobel Peace Prize is awarded to the Swiss Federal Ethics Committee on Non-Human Biotechnology and to the citizens of Switzerland for adopting the legal principle that plants have dignity. Joining us tonight is Urs Thurnherr, a member of the committee.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the ECNH, I would like to thank you sincerely for awarding us an Ig Nobel Prize for our study on the dignity of living beings with regard to plants, and thereby drawing attention to the topic of plant life. Our study is a product of the committee's mandate and is to be understood against the background of the Swiss Federal Constitution. It's certainly understandable that an enterprise concerned with the question of the dignity of plants should first make you laugh. But have you ever forgotten to water one of your houseplants and then had to throw it away? Did that make you feel uneasy in any way? If so, when you can already relate to this subject, and you might even be tempted to read our study after today's event. Once again, many thanks.
I am your V-chip monitor. Please carefully listen to this safety and recycling announcement. It is almost, and I emphasize almost, time to throw the paper airplanes. Remember what's important: safety, accuracy, recycling, and safety, and redundancy. If you have skill at paper airplane throwing, please aim at the recycling target. Not at the people, not at me. It's right over there. Everyone else, at least try aiming at the recycling target. Now get ready to throw. On your mark, get set, throw.
The Biology Prize, the Ig Nobel Biology Prize, is awarded to Marie-Christine Carriergas, Christelle Joubert, and Michel Franck of École Nationale Vétérinaire de Toulouse, France, for discovering that fleas that live on a dog can jump higher than the fleas that live on a cat. The winners were unable to join us tonight, but we do have a demonstration.
Jump! Jump!
Thank you. And now get set for something special, the 24/7 lectures. We have invited several of the world's top thinkers to tell us very briefly what they're thinking about. Each 24/7 lecturer will explain her or his subject twice. First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds, and then, after a brief pause, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. The 24-second time limit will be enforced by our referee, Mr. John Barrett. Mr. Barrett, have you any advice to give the 24/7 lecturers?
Gentlemen, keep it clean.
Thank you, Mr. Barrett. Now let's have the first group of 24/7 lecturers, who will be the final group of 24/7 lecturers. Will the duplicators bar the doors? The first round of 24/7 lectures is about to begin. The final round of 24/7 lectures is about to begin. The first 24/7 lecture will be delivered by Anna Lysianskaya, Associate Professor of Computer Science at Brown University. Her topic, cryptography. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
A cryptographic system is secure if no matter what probabilistic polynomial time algorithm the bad guys are using, they still can't hurt the good guys. To prove security, we typically relate the computational complexity of launching an attack to that of a computational task known or believed to be impossible. Although for certain scenarios, unconditionally secure solutions exist, security of others relies on established complexity theoretic assumptions.
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
It ain't secure till you prove it.
The next 24/7 lecture will be delivered by Danny Adams, biologist at the Forsyth Center. Her topic, biology. First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Biology is full of redundancy. At the molecular level, proteins can act as surrogates. For example, 2 wingless receptors, frizzled and defrizzled 2, can function redundantly upstream of the armadillo gene, while regulation of the armadillo protein is by the redundantly acting SARC64 and SARC42A. At the organismal level, the reproductive strategy of the 9-banded armadillo also exploits redundancy. Females invariably give birth to identical quadruplets.
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
The armadillo's message, have a plan B.
The third and final 24/7 lecture will be delivered by William Lipscomb, the Abbott and James Lawrence Professor of Chemistry Emeritus at Harvard University. His Professor Lipscomb's topic, redundancy. First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Redundancy. Exceeding what is unnecessary. Superfluous, verbose. You find this throughout, and yet the content is not there, but the content is always there.
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
The source of real original thought is not present in the definition of redundancy.
Yes. The Medicine Prize, the Ig Nobel Medicine Prize, is awarded this year to Dan Ariely of Duke University for demonstrating that high-priced fake medicine is more efficient than low-priced fake medicine. Here is Dan Ariely.
Twelve years ago, I sat around that corner and I was in my last year of graduate studies. And I was inspired by the people who were getting awards on this stage. And I knew that one day I wanted to be like them too. So I took a job at MIT. And I worked very hard. I produced a lot of studies that I thought would win me the Ig Nobel Award. In fact, I wrote a whole book that I thought should have won me this prize. But no. So I'm extremely pleased to get the award today for this prize. My only problem is that I don't know, once I reach this peak, what else could I strive for? So thank you very much. I also want to thank some other people, of course. First of all, I want to thank my wife. It's very hard to be married to me. I'm realizing that after a while. I want to thank Bronwyn. My third grade teacher was always very supportive of me, and I want to appreciate her. Are you really bored? Are you really bored? Thank you very much.
I'm Ira Flatow. This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. These awards are given out by the science humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research. You can find out more about the awards and the magazine at improbable.com. A team of genuine Nobel laureates hand out the awards to the winners, who receive a handmade prize, a certificate, and untold glory and fame.
The Cognitive Science Prize. The Ig Nobel Cognitive Science Prize is awarded to Toshiyuki Nakagaki of Hokkaido University, Hiroyasu Yamada of Nagoya, Ryo Kobayashi of Hiroshima University, Atsushi Taro of Presto JST, Akio Ishiguro of Tohoku University, and Agota Toth of the University of Szeged, Hungary, for discovering that slime molds can solve puzzles. Here are Toshiyuki Nakagaki, Ryo Kobayashi, and Atsushi Taro.
Okay.
Slime.
Yes. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. So, in the most standard dictionary of Japanese language, so Kojien, so we can find the word single cell, okay, which means almost stupid. But, so now is the time to say objection. Okay. So slime molds, the single cell organism, is much smarter than we usually thought. So that's true. Thank you for your attention.
The Literature Prize. The Ig Nobel Literature Prize is awarded to David Sims of Cass Business School in London for his lovingly written study, You Bastard, a narrative exploration of the experience of indignation within organizations. Here is David Sims.
Of course, I understand we're all different, but I can't work out where you're coming from. You probably have your reason for doing what you're doing, and in some parallel universe, you might be right. I'm a very liberal person, accustomed to seeing other people's viewpoints, and that makes it all the more strange that I can't see yours. What sort of character are you? I just can't make any sense of what you're doing. I can't imagine what sort of story you think you're living out. Don't get me wrong, I realize you might just be very stupid, but that stupid? As it happens, I'm one of the good guys. We defeat the bad guys, that's how we know we're the good guys. If that hurts, then so be it, you've brought it on yourself. You have forced me into seeing you in a way that I don't really approve of, and that makes me even more angry. You bastard!
Alas, we do not have a demonstration. And now it's time for the Win a Date with a Nobel Laureate contest. And here is Karen Hopkin to tell us about our laureate.
Thanks, Mark. He's cute, he's clever, and he's got that twinkle in his eyes. If you win tonight's contest, Bill Lipscomb is your prize. William Lipscomb won the 1976 Nobel Prize in Chemistry for solving the structure of a man-made molecule that suffers from a serious electron deficiency. An honorary Kentucky colonel, Professor Lipscomb enjoys reading Sherlock Holmes, playing the clarinet, and shaking people's hands. If you're interested in sharing your electrons, the colonel can show you how it's done. Let's give a warm win-a-date welcome to William Lipscomb.
Now, let's see which lucky audience member will win a date with this Nobel laureate. When you entered the hall, the ushers handed you an attractive printed program. Pick it up and look through it. If your program contains a picture of Nobel laureate Frank Wilczek shaking hands with a dummy version of himself, then you've won a date with this Nobel laureate. Come on up and claim your prize. The winner asked, what do we do now? You're both adults. I suggest whatever it is, you do it elsewhere. So thank you, a hand for our winner and our prize. Now it's time for the Chemistry Prize. The Ig Nobel Chemistry Prize is awarded to Sherry Umpierre of the University of Puerto Rico, Joseph Hill of the Fertility Centers of New England, Deborah Anderson of Boston University School of Medicine and Harvard University School of Medicine for discovering that Coca-Cola is an effective spermicide. And to Chuangya Hung of Taipei Medical University, C.C. Xie, P. Wu, and B.N. Chang for discovering that it's not. Here is Dr. Anderson. She is joined by Dr. Hung's daughter, Wan Hung.
I'd like to start by thanking the Ig Nobel Prize Committee for recognizing our seminal research paper. After 22 years, it was published in 1985, so I'm very honored. And I'd like to thank my co-authors, Dr. Hill, who provided the biological materials for our study, and Dr. Sherry Umpierre, who planted the seed for our project. We had to do the study, and we showed that when Coca-Cola is added in excess to human semen, it kills the sperm within 1 minute.
Hi, my dad would like to say thank you from Taipei, Taiwan. He can't be here today, but he says, thanks for giving me an award that makes me look really, really cool in my daughter's eyes. And I would like to say thanks, Mom and Dad, for firmly believing it won't work and didn't try it, so I'm here today. It's precisely in 1984 that they tried. Thank you very much, and congratulations to everybody. Thank you.
We thought about having a demonstration, but instead, we're going to have a toast to the winners. Thank you.
toast.
Okay, we'll try this again. As you know, I am your V-chip monitor. Please listen carefully to this safety and recycling announcement. It is almost, I emphasize the almost, time to throw the paper airplanes. Remember what's important: safety, accuracy, recycling, safety, and redundancy. If you have skill at paper airplane throwing, please aim at the recycling target. Not the people, not at me. At the recycling target, it's right over there. Everyone else, at least try to aim at the recycling target. Now get ready to throw. On your marks, get ready and keep throwing.
And now it's time for the Win a Date with Benoit Mandelbrot contest. Here's Karen Hopkin to tell us about the prize.
Thank you. Juliet had Romeo and Guinevere her Lancelot. If you win this contest, you'll take home Mandelbrot. Benoit Mandelbrot, he's the inventor of fractals. His work inspired an entire new branch of mathematics and some really funky t-shirts and coffee mugs. When he's not gazing at clouds or measuring the coastline of England, Professor Mandelbrot enjoys playing chess and telling economists, "I told you so." If you like a touch of order in your chaos, then Mandelbrot's got what you want. Let's give a warm win-a-date welcome to Benoit Mandelbrot.
Now, let's see which lucky audience member will win a date with Benoit Mandelbrot. Once again, pick up your attractive, printed, and now probably mangled program and look through it. If your program contains a picture of Benoit Mandelbrot strolling along the coastline of Britain, then you've won a date with Benoit Mandelbrot. Come on up and claim your prize. I guess in the spirit of redundancy, this winner also asked, what do we do now? Here I can but suggest, consult the previous winner. And also, offstage is probably a better idea than on. Congratulations to our winner and to our prize. The Economics Prize. The Ig Nobel Economics Prize this year is awarded to Jeffrey Miller, Joshua Tiber, and Brent Jordan of the University of New Mexico for discovering that a professional lap dancer's ovulatory cycle affects her tip earnings. Here are Jeffrey Miller and Brent Jordan.
When I first mentioned to my colleagues in the Gentlemen's Club that I was going to turn it into science, they laughed at me. And when I went to the university and said the same thing, a lot of people laughed at me. But when I showed them the results, they quit laughing. Oh, and gentlemen, I'm not taking any applications for research assistance. And now my colleague.
Scientists can learn a lot from lap dancers. Not just how to extract more money from students, politicians, and university administrators, but also about human nature. I make about $70,000 a year teaching basic human sexuality to the earnest but often stoned youth of New Mexico. A good lap dancer makes about $140,000 a year giving remedial sex education to married but often tipsy middle-aged males. Yet we know one technique the lap dancers don't: hierarchical linear modeling of time series data. Where they saw random fluctuations in day-to-day earnings, we could see that their income peaked just before ovulation at the point of maximum fertility. So, lap dancers now can schedule their work shifts to match their fertility and now make about $200,000 a year. And we get this Ig Nobel, which is beyond all price. Thank you. We have a demonstration. The V-chip monitor has called off our demonstration.
I'm Ira Flatow. This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. The Igs are a tribute to the good, the bad, and the ugly in science, or at least the strange, silly, and the unusual. Where else would levitating frogs, pink plastic flamingos, and the beauty preferences of chicken find the highest honors? The awards are organized each year by the publishers of the Annals of Improbable Research. You can find out more about them at improbable.com.
The Physics Prize, the Ig Nobel Physics Prize, is awarded to Dorian Raymer of the Ocean Observatories Initiative at Scripps Institution of Oceanography and Douglas Smith of the University of California, San Diego, for proving mathematically that heaps of string or hair or almost anything else will inevitably tangle themselves up in knots. Here is Dorian Raymer.
I have to do a Twitter really quick, accepting Ig Nobel. Yeah. Does anyone know what Twitter is? I just Twittered. Sorry, it's kind of rude. We were supposed to have two people. Doug Smith is the other person, but they thought that'd be kind of redundant. Anyways, it's a lot harder to talk when you're standing up here. I never thought that this would, well, never more than like two or three times thought that this would happen. But it's kind of like that guy danced it. But it has. And, oh yeah, I was going to say Doug was tied up, because I'm not. Anyways, now that this has happened, I guess anything can happen. So thank you. And on behalf of Doug, thank you too. And I wish Doug best. And if everything goes as planned, I will see you at the Oscars.
And now, Professor Helen Haist will give the traditional Ig Nobel goodbye, goodbye speech.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Now, on behalf of the Harvard Radcliffe Science Fiction Association and the Harvard Radcliffe Society of Physics Students and the Harvard Computer Society, and especially on behalf of us at the Annals of Improbable Research, thanks for coming tonight, and please remember this final thought. If you didn't win an Ig Nobel Prize this year, and especially if you did, better luck next year. Good night.
Redundancy again.
about all the time we have for today. We'd like to thank Mark Abrams and the folks at the Annals of Improbable Research. Find out more online at improbable.com. This program is produced by Christopher Intagliata and senior producer Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Laura Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Our intern is Molly Ashford. Josh Rogerson is our technical director and at the controls here in New York. Audio engineer Miles Smith recorded the ceremonies for us. We also had help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. If you'd like to write us, please send your letters to Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, room 306, New York, New York, 10036, or send us an email at sciencefriday.com. Check out Science Friday's homepage where we're podcasting and blogging and looking for your videos, so please send us some of your best. Have a great holiday weekend. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flato in New York.